The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is from Permanent Banana Boner. More upcoming Deadpool names, hopefully. Frontier Sex Toy. Living Sex Toy. I guess that's just a human, isn't it, Nick? You said Living Sex Toy.
I think he wants that to the tune of Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie. Yeah. Living Sex Toy.
Frontier STIs and Oregon Trail Toss Salad. Now, if any of those become a name, remember that next year.
We won't.
No. I know we won't.
Why did we say
Oregon Trail Toss Salad? I don't know. It was weird.
Mickey should offer that up at his bar.
He might.
Yeah, if it's along the Oregon Trail or close.
Yes. He probably calls it like Cobb Salad.
Here's $700, Nick. Okay.
I don't think I could ever eat at Minky's bar. Can you imagine that guy being in charge of like when the chicken needs to be thrown out?
I don't trust myself when it comes to that one. I trust somebody else exactly.
No.
All right. So what was that? Speaking of food, it was a Mets game, right? It was a free hot dog night, dollar hot dog night.
Dollar hot dog night. This guy shows up with a hot dog hat and a T-shirt that says "Bad day to be a glizzy," and then he has like a chart, like a T-chart, like dogs, hot dogs on one side, beers on the other.
Right.
And he was trying to drink as many beers and eat as many hot dogs as he could.
So why were they throwing hot dogs at him?
It was the ninth inning, and everybody had leftover hot dogs from dollar hot dog night. So everybody just threw their hot dogs at him, and he encouraged it. He's like, bring him on. And then they apparently got kicked out for having too much fun at the game.
Anytime when you offer, it's so funny when they do this, they offer like cheap dogs, cheap beer. People are going to have fun. So just be prepared for weird stuff to happen, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I think this guy was a distraction from the whole thing. So everybody was throwing hot dogs at him. And he just put on his hot dog hat and left.
Dejected? I'm like, I gotta go now. Oh, they kicked him out.
He looks pretty happy. There's a picture of him on the subway on the way home. He looks like he might not be sure exactly where
he
is.
So he had one of those T-shirts showing that you check the boxes, how many you drank. He had a marker with him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Haven't most of the parks switched to like dollar hot dogs instead of dollar beer nights just because dollar beer nights get out of hand real quick?
Now they got to rethink that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're not getting hammered on hot dogs. I mean, they're cheap. You make them, give a bunch up.
No, they
but stopped. Americans, we just throw them away, though. Hey, whatever.
Right. They're projectiles.
People are starving. We don't care. Yeah. Just eat them.
Because they stopped miniature bat night a long time ago.
Those
were weapons.
You mean billy club night?
Yeah.
At big play. They still have them. You still see those at minor league games.
Do they still give you little plastic helmets? You know, like about the size you'd serve ice cream.
The Sunday helmet?
Depending on the place, yeah.
Yeah.
This one, the best. Best way to eat ice cream with a little plastic helmet.
You could also toss those onto the field, but people like to collect those.
Yeah, most places are pretty safe.
Yeah, and you can't get 20 of them for $5.
No. You get it filled with Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future, and they've been saying that for 30 years.
They don't say that anymore.
No.
Oh, they finally stopped it?
They finally stopped saying the ice cream of the future. It just says Dippin' Dots. We were somewhere here recently where they were serving Dippin' Dots.
Because that's a long time. Yeah. I've been saying the brand new Todd and Tyler app, and we're questioning how long you get to say that.
Yeah, how long
can
we say
years.
It's a new Todd and Tyler app?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Right. It's the future of apps.
It's the latest Todd and Tyler app.
Yeah.
We can go with that. It'll always be the latest Todd and Tyler app.
Yeah, I could do that.
Until we come up with a new one.
Yeah. So they no longer say that now?
No. I can't remember where we were at, but my wife actually pointed out. Somebody she's like, it doesn't say the ice cream of the future anymore.
Yeah, because it was dumb.
Yeah,
to say that.
They said it for 20 years.
Yeah, they did say it for 20 years.
It is the future now.
That's a slogan that can only last for so long.
Yeah.
It's got shelf life.
I haven't seen Dippin' Dots anywhere in a long time. I'm not looking for it.
They're okay, but if it's the future, I don't want to be the future, you know.
No.
Regular ice cream is better than Dippin' Dots, I think.
DM kids and your Dippin' Dots.
I get the point of it, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So a three-year-old girl comes out of her bedroom and says, "Mommy and Daddy, there's monsters in there."
Oh, yeah. Did you see this one?
Okay, well, no, there's nobody under the bed, honey. Don't worry about it. I'll come in, tuck you in. And they go into the bedroom, and there's 60,000 bees. Where is this at?
This was in North Carolina.
Okay, so it's the United States. Okay.
Yeah. If I remember reading the story correctly, it had been going on for a few months.
Baseball story now, thinking about that. Go ahead.
Like, for a few months, this little girl had been thinking that she was hearing monsters in her room at night, and mom and dad like, "Oh yeah, you're three, you're nuts, never mind." Then there were 60,000 bees inside the wall of her room.
Oh, burn it down, push, right?
So it says the parents began to believe the three-year-old was hearing the honeybees buzzing close to her bedroom ceiling. They called the pest control company, confirmed. They got a beekeeper out there. They did like thermal imaging of this thing, and you can see like the whole wall is just full of bees. And they think that it was somewhere around 60,000.
They probably told that kid to go back to bed 8 times that week too.
Oh, yeah.
Back to bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not 80,000 bees ready to kill you.
I believe we have
that's definitely not your first thought.
I know.
Was this the first bee delay in Major League Baseball? I think
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So
Tuesday night in Arizona.
Yeah, they showed up the video of this. Right above the backstop, there's a bunch of bees, like tons. So they had to call in a beekeeper. They could hold this guy who's actually at his son's T-ball game.
He was a half hour across town.
And he shows up, and he didn't know it was on the field. He just said, "We have a bee problem." So he figured he'd show up somewhere in the concourse and get rid of some bees. So, no, they walk him onto the field, and this standing ovation from the crowd because they'd already been waiting. He puts his bee guy hat on.
There you go.
That's your bee cap.
And then he sucks him out through they have him on this hoist, and he's sucking him out, and they're cheering him. And then he throws out the first pitch.
With a machine, by the way. He's
with a machine.
He's sucking them out. He's not doing it manually.
Not with his mouth, yeah.
Did he smoke them? I didn't see the video.
He sucked them through a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they said the queen had landed there, and that's what caused the swarm. Right.
But then he got down and threw out the first pitch. Yeah, and he was a regular-looking dude. He said, that was a weird night.
There was a bunch of bees, too. Did they have a number? Because it was a big swarm.
Yeah.
It wasn't 60,000 like this house.
It was less than that, but it was still a pretty big swarm.
There was a bunch
swarm.
Around there. They couldn't play the game without you hanging out there.
By the way, the beekeeper that came to this house where they found these, he said his estimate was that the bees had been living in the house for about 8 months.
Man.
8 months, and you know, I guess judging on the size of the honeycomb and all the stuff that was in the wall.
Which would be my baby, yeah.
But yeah, the little girl wasn't lying.
Do you can imagine 50,000 bees in 8 months?
Yeah. Oh yeah. These things. I guess it's where the queen goes. Yeah. The rest of them just follow.
Yeah,
and
they just follow her.
Yeah.
Who bangs the queen?
All of them.
Yeah, everybody.
Do they?
I think she pulls, you know, little bee trains. I don't know.
Whoever she wants. Isn't that the case? There's no king.
There's
bee.
Not a king, yeah.
I think she's got a couple leftover hands. She's up there, you know, tugging on a couple other bees. She's a total whore. That's what I'm thinking, you know.
Well, the bee, is that a
it's
situation?
It's not just about insemination. It's about fun, right?
Right. That's what you always say.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my famous quotes, right? Yeah.
It just says male.
Put it on your tombstone.
Male drones. Male bees serve no architectural or pollinating purpose. Their primary function, if they're healthy enough, is to mate with a queen bee. If they're successful, they then fall to the ground and die.
What about other female bees?
Do they get
it's
laid?
Only the queen that gets laid?
That's a great question.
Any fertilized egg has the potential to become a queen. And then I guess if you're a queen, you get your own swarm, or I don't know.
Yeah, you're the big stud there.
A lot of politics involved, I guess.
Right, right.
So there's never been a male bee that has seen his offspring grow up to be queen.
Nope. They die right after sex.
Oh, that's kind of a sad way to look at that way, Nick.
That is. Yeah.
So the old blues song is a misnomer. There is no king bee hanging around his hive.
No. No, there's just queens.
And they never know which one actually took, right? Because they don't do DNA on the dead.
No, I don't think so.
Bees, right? Okay.
No,
no child support.
They just go.
There's a bee guy listening right now yelling at the radio like they all, sons of bitches, you don't know dick. Yeah, of course we don't. We're talking about bees getting banged. How do we know anything?
Do they use the stinger? They couldn't use the stinger. That would hurt.
Yeah. Is the stinger their wiener?
See?
I don't think so.
Good question.
The stinger is their protection.
And because we've said it enough here.
Bees! Yeah. Bees! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off! They're huge and they're sting crazy! Your firearms are useless against them!
There was a great bit. Who was the comedian went after Bert last night on the roast?
Oh,
he said you're not talented, and you talked about the other fat guys.
That was CMJ.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's right. They have been brilliant. And he mentioned Farley and Belushi.
Farley and Belushi. Yeah. At least he was ruining the image of fat funny guys.
Yeah. Yeah. He says he's not funny, and
he says he doesn't do drugs and he only bangs his wife.
Right. That was it.
What are you doing? You're not even trying.
But seeing Bert in a shirt, though, more like a suit, actually.
It was a tux?
Bert in his shirt sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
That was funny, because if you haven't seen Nikki Glaser yet, her line about Bert is, and obviously they're friends, but he goes, Bert, yeah, you know, he doesn't wear a shirt where a shirt really should be. That's funny. Yeah. But Bert's sitting there laughing because he's selling out places everywhere and kicking ass, so he can handle the abuse, man.
Okay, me Burson checking in here. They sprayed the what happened at the Diamondbacks game,
right?
Sugar water, sprayed them with sugar water, and then vacuumed them up so they couldn't fly. The queen only mates once in her life, and yes, she was the bee guy yelling at the radio.
Yeah, said it was going to happen eventually.
So only one bee gets to tag that.
That sounds like it.
How long do bees live?
Well, the guy that orgasms doesn't live that long.
No.
He's dead immediately. Does he die right away?
Honeybee 30 to 60 days. Bumblebee 28 days.
You know, if humans died after the first orgasm, we'd all been dead at 14 or 13.
Right. The roads would be empty.
I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to do this anyway. Oh damn, that felt so.
Or if you had to wait for your stinger to regenerate.
Yeah. There's a video of bees getting it on here, and it does look like the stinger's involved.
With the sex.
It could be something.
Well, the bee guy's listening.
It could be near the stinger.
Yeah, chances are we don't know what we're talking about here.
What?
That's on any subject.
That's chances are. Yeah.
We could go round and round, though.
If we're playing the odds.
Talk about it. We don't know what we're talking about.
There are a few subjects that we can actually speak knowledgeably about. This is not one of them.
No.
Not by far. Not by far. But we can do. We can speculate. That's what we do the best.
And then people step in and they help us out.
You're right. Thank you. Appreciate
it. It's kind of been the formula.
You get so angry in the car.
A long time.
I'm in the car sometimes. I hear somebody saying something. I go, oh, that's wrong.
And then you realize you caused that on the daily.
I do it daily. Right?
On the daily.
Exactly right, Puss. Totally daily. We got Mr. Skin later this hour. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.